Welcome to the Country Confidential Podcast. Our goal is to learn new things about the people behind the music and the artists who make it. If you love country music, you're going to love the Country Confidential Podcast. Here's your host, Shiloh Bellis.
Thank you so much for checking out the podcast this week. It is going to be another good one. Dan and Shay joining me on the Country Confidential Podcast. What is up, guys? You guys hanging out together today?
We are, man. We are. We've been kind of quarantined together this whole time and been making music and been working as much as we can, man. It's been, you know, an interesting time, obviously, in the world. But creatively, I think it's treated us pretty well. It's been kind of the first moment we've been able to slow down off the road. And obviously, we miss it, but to slow down and really just focus on the music. So, yeah, we get together a few times a week and dig in.
So has it been like that since the beginning that you guys kind of decided, yeah, we want to be in each other's bubble. We actually do want to hang out.
Yeah, man. I think it was probably 3 months. It felt like a year that we were apart, you know, the first few months of quarantine, we didn't actually get to see each other. And, that was tough. I feel like that was that moment where like, man, I really miss you. We're used to being together literally every single day. So it was definitely an adjustment. And, after a few months when we knew we were healthy and safe, we started having to, you know, when we actually started working again, we were taking, you know, a million tests. We're probably up to 75 tests, COVID tests. And, you know, we were always making sure we were safe and kind of got in our bubble. And we were able to, I actually moved a little bit closer to Dan, which actually made it a lot easier. So I'm only like 10 minutes away now instead of like an hour like I used to be. So it was cool. You know, we were able to be here. We meet, you know, once a week and at least, and we try to, you know, kind of scheme up ideas and try to write songs and whatever it is that day. And it's been really nice. And obviously, you know, COVID has changed everything and you have to, you know, think of different ways that you can write. You know, some of our collaborators were, you know, writing over Zoom and all kinds of stuff, but it's been awesome, man. There's been a lot of blessings in disguise. Obviously sounds a little weird to even, you know, say that over, you know, the crazy year obviously we've had. And, but there was a lot of good things that came out of it, you know, and I feel like, you know, we're going to come out and, you know, a lot of people are going to come out a lot stronger, you know, through all of this. And, I think that's the goal.
Dan and Shay might be the only people that I know that actually got closer during this whole thing that, you know, I mean, there's some couples who had babies that got pretty close, but it's couples that had babies. And then Dan and Shay who got close together.
Yeah. We had a few song babies and we're grateful, man, but we missed the road. We're ready to get back out there and see our fans, man. It's been tough. You know, we're grateful for social media. I don't know what we would have done without social media, but you know, there's nothing like that personal connection of live music, you know, being at the same place, being, you know, at the same time. And we're looking forward to it, man. There's hope and, you know, fingers crossed, knock on wood, we can get back out there in the next few months and do it all safely.
So let's talk about on the road when you guys get back out there, but I guess even like more before. Is there ever a time when you guys nail a note? Because you guys are known for just some of the incredible vocals. Is there a time when you're on stage and you nail a note and you guys look at each other and go, man, we got that. That was incredible.
Oh man. I do when I hear Shay sing some just madness, like vocal acrobatics. There was one in particular when we did our first Grammy performance. We performed Tequila out in the middle of the arena, like no pressure at all. Obviously the entire world, the entire music industry is watching, like Beyonce is sitting like 15 feet away. And he went for this high note at the end of the song and held it for like 14 seconds, which was absolutely crazy. I don't know if they like cut it off because it went like past the deadline on the telecast, but it was insane. There's a video of it and I added like a little counter in the bottom of it. And it was officially 14 seconds of this high note. And wow. You look at my face, I'm like completely blown away and just freaking out. I'm his biggest fan. So nice. I have those moments every night getting to hear him sing.
Managed to track down that performance. And I think this might be the edited version of that note, but I'm with you. I'm with you, Dan. Shay, you nailed this. Kidding me? Absolutely incredible.
Hey.
Oh.
That's so nice. Look, you move closer together. He's being nice to you, right? This is a big thing. All right. On the other side of things, Shay, are you ever surprised about Dan's energy? I mean,
absolutely. I'm jealous of it always. He's running around on stage. I used to run around on stage a lot more. I was inspired by him, and he was a rock star up there. And I gotta get back into it. I feel like that's gonna be my one challenge coming back and doing shows again. I'm like, I gotta get my cardio up. I haven't been running
cardio.
cardio. I gotta get my cardio up a little bit to keep up with him. But he was every single night. I was blown away by his energy. He's that guy. He gets the crowd fired up, and I just try not to fall.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
If he ever says, "Hey man, why don't you keep up with me?" Just say, "Well, I can't hold 14-second notes and run around. Like you got to pick around. One or the other."
Then he's like, "You could if you tried.
You could.
Yeah, if you're gonna make me train, work out more."
All right, a lame question that you've been asked a million times, but I've always wondered this whenever I listen to a Dan and Shay song. Was there other names for your band that didn't stick? I mean, you guys went with Dan and Shay, which is awesome. But was there other names?
Yeah, there were a few that we kicked around in the beginning. Like we were trying to be clever. I think the most ridiculous one is Shay's Attorney. We were sitting, we played like our first show in Austin, Texas at South by Southwest. It was like we played for two people and Shay's Attorney was one of those two people. And we were sitting down at like a late lunch afterwards. We didn't even have a band name. We just had written a few songs. And he was like, "All right, guys, I got the name for you." You know, an older gentleman. He, you know, took a second to kind of type it out on his iPad. And he typed it out and he turned this iPad around. We thought it was going to be something prolific. And it was his suggestion was Schools Out. Yeah. And we kind of, yeah, that one got shut down pretty quickly, but it gave us a good laugh. And we're still telling the story to this day. So we ended up as Dan and Shay and not Schools Out.
You know what would have happened, or I guess what wouldn't have happened with Schools Out? Justin Bieber would not have done a song with you.
That's very true.
We wouldn't be on this interview, I'll tell you that.
Schools Out wants to chat? No, I don't think. I don't think
like, that no, does. I'm good. I don't think Schools Out needs to talk to anyone.
I Should Probably Go to Bed was such a huge hit. And was that a pre-COVID, obviously, right? That was not one of your new song babies. But
that was actually, we had actually started that song in January of 2020, right around the same time we had written Glad You Exist. We had started that song and I think we had like a verse and some of the chorus done. And we had kind of sat on it for a little while. We were play shows and we'd play it at soundcheck and things like that. And everyone always just, you know, loved it. They're like, "What is that?" And they were like, it's a half a song that we have. And we're trying to finish it. And obviously, you know, COVID had hit and, you know, we quarantined. And the first day that we got back, it was a few months after we had quarantined. And Dan and I were seeing each other for the very first time in a while. And I went over to Dan's house and he sat down on the piano. We were just kind of playing some different things. And he started playing I Should Probably Go to Bed. And we were just like, "Man, this is that song. Like, there's really something there." And I think we kind of, you know, we finished up a little bit of it, and it got to this what now is like the crazy bridge part, and you know, all the things that happened there. And we just sat down there, and we just started singing random stuff. And Dan was playing, and I was just singing this melody, and he was like, "Yeah, we should finish this immediately." And I think we kind of put down the words right there at the piano and finished it downstairs. And ran upstairs and recorded it. And I think we had a finished song in a few days. Dan was on there just like producing it out. And that's kind of how that happened. And it was super interesting because I don't think that song would have been, we were in tour mode. We weren't even thinking about writing songs, you know, whenever we were starting our arena tour, and we weren't really in writing mode. We were in touring mode. So I don't think that song would have been finished maybe ever. I don't know, but I think it definitely would have been finished the way that it was finished. If quarantine hadn't hit. So that was one bright spot in all the craziness is that song came to be. And I don't think it would have been without the circumstances.
And then Glad You Exist is just such a special song. And I know you guys are singing about people in your lives every time you sing it. It just is so heartfelt. It's incredible.
Thank you, man. You're making us feel good. This is awesome. No, that's a special song, man. That's a message. I think it's timely too. It's taken on, we wrote that song a little while ago, and it's taken on new meaning, not being able to see people in person for the last 12 months. And I, you know, the intention with that was to make one big sing-along where we could, you know, you could look left, look right, tell somebody that you love them. And unfortunately, we haven't been able to play shows. But I think when shows come back, that's going to be, you know, a special moment in the set list. And, man, it's the messages we've been getting because of that song are incredible. It reminds us why we do what we do. You know, we've had everything from, you know, military homecomings to, you know, engagements, weddings, you know, babies being born. I mean, even people saying, you know, they were considering suicide and the song saved their life. It was the message they needed to hear, or the song encouraged somebody to say that to them and it, you know, changed their world. So, you know, music is a powerful thing. And with a song like that, it's I think it's bigger than us.
We are just about ready to celebrate International Women's Day. We all have women in our life that we celebrate, and it should be every day, really. But how about your moms? How instrumental were they in you guys becoming musicians?
Oh man, my mom's the best. She's definitely like, you know, a lady that I always would look for. She was always my rock, which is kind of crazy. I didn't think I would find a woman quite as great as my mom, and my wife kind of became that. And now she's, you know, she's that mother. And, you know, I think it's crazy. You know, you grow up and, you know, you don't think about those things as often. And I feel like that was, you know, one of the people that I need to tell that I'm glad that she exists a little bit more. It was, it's definitely important to think about my mother on today. So mom, I know you're watching this there in Canada. She doesn't live in Canada, but I'm going to send this to her that I love her. I love you, mom.
Well, that's fantastic. And I don't know. It's just, it's weird that we have to have a day for international.
I know,
it should be
I know.
Every day.
Right. For real, man.
My mom would definitely say the same. She's like,
yeah. Yeah. My mom too. She's like, well, yeah,
I'm gonna go call her right now. Let's just take five.
Just take five, call her up and say happy International Women's Year.
That's right.
are you guys playing the ACMs? Can we look forward to that? Like, what do you guys got coming up? I can see you perform.
I hope so, man. I, you know, we're grateful to be nominated again. And, you know, we've performed at the ACMs the last couple of years. Hopefully we get the invite this year. We'll see. We haven't gotten to perform Glad You Exist yet. And even though like performing on award shows isn't in front of a live audience, there's a few folks with cameras. It's still, you know, it's still getting out there, getting on a stage, singing the song. So hopefully we get that nod and we get to sing the new one, man, because we miss that. We miss performing live, and it's always fun, you know, whether it's from a distance or not, you know, being in the same room as our peers, you know, other artists and people in our industry is always an incredible thing. So yeah, fingers crossed for that. But I think, I don't know if they've made those decisions yet. So we're keeping our phones on. If they have, they haven't called us yet, but stay tuned.
Watch for that text. Guys, thank you for getting together today and doing this. It's so great. And I can't wait to see Glad You Exist live. And I hope it is at the ACMs. Thank you guys.
Hey, thank you so much, man. We appreciate you, buddy.
This has been the Country Confidential Podcast. If you love the show, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Have something you've always wanted to know about an artist or country music in general? Send Shiloh a note on Facebook. Join us next time for more confidential information about the best music on the planet and the people who make it.